So this week, we're making the transition into the cold embrace of winter with some amusing bits from warmer times.
But not just amusing, also useful. For example, have you ever heard of the United Kingdom? It's a country somewhere east of here.
You might have heard of it, but not everyone has. Here's part of a show we did in September 2014 in Seattle with panelists Luke Burbank, Maz Jobrani, and Paula Poundstone.
It's much easier to say yes, but sometimes you have to say no.
That was someone in a place that decided no, it would not become an independent country after all. What country?
Scotland.
Scotland, yes, indeed. People sound unenthusiastic. They were apparently, you were hoping for an independent Scotland, Seattle? Is that what you? Yeah. It came down to the wire, but Scotland voted to stay part of the United Kingdom on Thursday. The UK was incredibly relieved. They don't have to separate, you know, their record collection. But it turns out nobody was more relieved than David Cameron, because the Prime Minister of Great Britain, because this let Scotland vote thing was his idea. He calculated that leaving the kingdom was so obviously a terrible idea that of course they'd vote against it, but these are Scots. They love terrible ideas. Like, let's wear a kilt in the winter. Let's eat a sheep stomach. Let's live in Scotland.
It's sort of funny because, you know, you think about Scotch tape holding things together.
Yeah. When you think of Scotch, you think of adhesive things.
And you can't help but think of adhesive things. I mean, I don't know if there's really a relationship between those two.
Well, there's Scotch tape and there's Scotch whiskey, so you think of drunk people stuck together, which pretty much describes the United Kingdom as of Friday morning.
I gotta tell you something, and I'm deeply ashamed of this, but I've really never understood the whole United Kingdom thing.
Amen, sister.
Well, what do you mean you don't understand it?
I really have no idea what's connected.
Yeah. No, you see, the idea is that there are countries, Scotland, England, Wales, Northern Ireland, that are combined into the United Kingdom.
I never knew that. It feels like an awkward time to learn it.
Yeah.
Now, I learn a lot on this show. And apparently they have very mature 16-year-olds there, because they had 16-year-olds vote. I have a 16-year-old son. I don't let him choose what to eat.
This is true. This is probably why it came down to the wire, because they did, in fact, for the first time in Scotland, give 16 and 17-year-olds the vote.
The vote
and
for everything?
You could ask if they could vote in independence. It's like, oh, great, do you want to stay living in your mother's attic, or would you like to be free?
Well, the good news is Justin Bieber is the new prime minister.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun to see what happens.
That worked out well, I think.
The ballot was amazingly simple. It was a single question. Do you think Scotland should be an independent country? Check yes or no. That's it. One box yes, one box no. That is not a ballot. That is a note that was passed to you in junior high school. Do you have a crush on Great Britain? Yes or no?
Wait, what does Canada have to do with it? Is Canada?
Canada has nothing to do with it.
Don't they have the queen on their coin?
And they do.
Is that just from admiration? Why do they have that?
They're very nice in Canada.
Yeah. And they also celebrate the queen's birthday, or so there's a queen's day.
Yeah,
they do.
Well, that's because Canada is part of the Commonwealth.
Oh, my God.
You see, of Great Britain.
Well, I'd want independence from these people, too. It's very confusing.
Yeah. I think if you listen closely, you can hear about 4 million Americans going, why am I not on that panel? Those are the dumbest people I've ever heard in my life.
No.
This was the best you could do, public radio?
You didn't. No, that's not true. You did not know. Of course, it rains a lot here, and they read. It doesn't rain where we live. We don't read. But you didn't know that Canada was part of the Commonwealth, did you?
You realize Canada is 4 blocks away here. Yeah. They need to know this. Now, at the same show, we happen to talk about another member of the great British Commonwealth. Paula, the Canadian Air Force, which is something that exists.
It's part of the UK, isn't it?
No. It's faced with a shortfall in funding. They've had to go where to get replacement parts for their planes?
Oh, geez. I feel like I should know this. They had to go to... Can you give me a hint? I do know this.
Well, they were able to get all they needed at the gift shop near the exit.
Oh, they had to go to a museum of, like, historic airplanes.
Exactly right. They had to go to a museum to get their parts. But don't get excited, enemies of Canada. The flying Mounties will still be guarding the skies, thanks to some quick thinking and the failure of a museum to adequately guard its exhibits. Also, if you're an enemy of Canada, seriously, what is your problem?
Honestly, yeah.
Pick on somebody who's not too self-conscious to fight back, why don't you? The Canadian Air Fleet had not been upgraded since 2002. Basically, all they had left was one old C-130 and a big plaid hot air balloon. So to repair their fleet, they had to go to a museum in Ontario and strip the parts from display planes. They just went for navigational equipment and stuff, but it was a waste because they had a whole museum. They should have outfitted a fighter plane with, like, pterodactyl wings. That would have terrified their enemies. The Canadian cavalry also got excited. They went and did it. They were thrilled with what they got, but then they found out all the horses they had rescued were stuffed.
Does that mean Canada's broke? They can't afford to buy parts?
They're not adequately funding their Air Force, apparently.
Do they need the Air Force?
That's a good question. I mean, seriously.
Really?
Yeah, who are they going to fight?
Who are they going
to
fight?
I'll tell you what, if you want to know, being a Northwesterner, the big beef between the folks in Washington State and Canada revolves around a Costco.
Costco?
Up at the border.
Is that true?
This is absolutely true. And those Canadians, backed by their futuristic air power, were coming across the border and buying lots of things and making these tremendously terrible lines at our Costco. And the residents of Blaine, Washington were not having that.
So,
really?
So this is why?
So this is how?
So this is why Canada is beefing up planes?
Yeah.
Because of the great Costco war of Blaine?
That's exactly what's behind this.
The Battle of Costco.
Yeah. Yes. Someday
freedom! It was the Battle of Costco. There were many carts involved. Big, large carts. And an airplane with museum parts flew overhead, taking out one of the carts. And
like they're shouting, free or discounted in bulk.
Yeah. Someday kids will ask their parents, you know, what aisle did you serve in?
Tell your sweetheart, Nuttall Pine, will be proud her boy's in line. Over there, over there.